Hi-de-ho, this is Tony with the Jeep Talk Show, and just like you, I'm listening to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast with Nikki G.
All right, sit back, relax. The 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast is about to begin. Episode 21, I'm not too comfortable. All right, and welcome to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. I'm here to talk about and entertain and delight you all about everything off-road for about the next 10 minutes or so. Why 10 minutes? Well, I'm running out of shtick to say on that, so you use your imagination. What do you normally do that takes 10 minutes? With me, there's quite a few things that only takes me 10 minutes. That's a whole different podcast. All right, so Thanksgiving is finally over, and with that, the holiday season really kicks off, and with holiday season comes holiday season travel. I know a lot of us drive our Jeeps. Some of them are daily drivers, and a few even trailer their rigs. And when I say Jeeps, I mean off-road vehicles in general, or whatever you drive. It's sort of like saying Coke when you're referring to soda or pop. For you, my listeners in the Northwest. But anyhow, I'm off the rails again. So I want to talk about seats. I recently just took a four-hour drive in my Cherokee. And it's the second time I took my Jeep on a long distance. Long distance, I mean more than an hour and a half. And I got to tell you, the first hour is enjoyable, pleasant. Second hour, it's okay. Third hour, agony. My seats in my Jeep are so uncomfortable. Now, before you jump on the bandwagon while you're sitting for 4 hours, I jump in my pickup truck, which 93 Ford Ranger has the factory bench seat in it. Doesn't recline. It just has forward and back movement. And I drive that 4 hours to the coast all the time. It's probably got most of its miles are driving it 4 hours, if not a little bit longer. That doesn't bother my back. It's enjoyable, comfortable. My complaint with my Ranger is the radio doesn't get good reception, which I think is an antenna issue, which is a totally different podcast altogether, again. But my Jeep, 2 hours is the max I could drive in it, and then my back is killing me. And I think it's in the seats. Now, my seats, they're 27 years old, 26 years old. They're worn down a little bit, but they're not ripped. There's not springs hanging out. It's just uncomfortable. So I turned to social media to see what other people, how other people are addressing the issue. And it's unanimous that everybody says their XJ seats, factory seats, are just uncomfortable. And so I asked, well, how do they solve it? And 99% of the people say Grand Cherokee seats. Put your Grand Cherokee seat, it'll bolt in. Some might take a little bit of finessing, but ZJ seats seem to be the popular one. They bolt directly in. And after that comes the WJ seats, and I don't think anybody's said anything about WK seats, but you don't see those in the junkyard too much. And then a couple of people mentioned racing seats that you get from Summit Racing, or I'm not going to mention name brands because they don't sponsor me, but the expensive racing seats that you can buy for $400 or $500 a piece. And with that, I've got a problem with putting $800 worth of seats in my $400 beater. Well, it's worth more than that now, but anyhow, didn't want to spend a ton. What surprised me is nobody said Acura seats or Honda or even like Lexus or BMW seats. So I'm going to do a little research and take a tape measure and take a bunch of measurements of different seats, and I'll see what I can find. I'm pretty sure I can fabricate a bracket. I've done it before in the old days when everything bolted straight to the floor and you can move things around. You just take a seat out of your mom's station wagon and then you can bolt it in your Chevy Nova. know, it's there. Everything was just kind of, you just had to drill a hole and put some bolts down. So my question is to everybody out there, how do you handle long rides? I'm pretty sure that any Jeep prior to, I think the JK probably is uncomfortable. I think the YJ and the TJ is when Jeep started focusing more on roadability as an off-road ability. They tried to find a balance. So I'm assuming the same seats in my XJ are probably in the YJ and the TJ, just different seat rails.
You are listening to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast, the podcast for the off-roader with the short attention span.
Since we're talking about Jeeps and traveling and off-road vehicles in general, when you're traveling out to Aunt May May's house, do you look for wheeling places along the way? I know I recently took a trip to Tulsa, and I was scouting out a few places to hit on the way there. Unfortunately, we had a rental truck, so I really couldn't take that wheeling too much. But if I ever drove back up there, up that way again, there's a few places I'd like to hit on the way. Like maybe cut my trip a few days short, head home, and stop and wheel. So my question is, do you people plan your trips around wheeling trips? Like, hey, I want to go to Tennessee. Oh, well, we're out that way. Let's go visit Uncle Fred. Because that's sort of how I am. Don't tell my wife, but that's the way it is. All right, so that's about all the time we have this week. Thank you for tuning in. You can catch the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on Podbean. Yeah, and I'm not going to say that joke, at least not this week. Wow, who am I kidding? I'm going to say it. Podbean, yeah, it's a real thing. I'm not making that up. You could also catch it on Apple Play or Apple Podcast and Google Play, although if Apple and Google merged, I think it would be called Apple Play. Or would it be called Google Podcasts? Well, I'm not sure. But anyhow, you can catch it on Apple Podcasts or Google Play. And also on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel, 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. Or is it just 10-Minute Off-Road? I think it's 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. I don't know. But I post this on there along with wheeling videos or videos of vehicles wheeling. Most of them are mine. Some of them I borrowed, I guess you can say. Until I get hit with the cease and desist or copyright infringement, I'm going to say they're mine. Prove me otherwise. But you catch it on YouTube. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter and also on Facebook. But as you guys know by now, I'm not big on the social media. So, yeah, get involved in it and kick my butt and let me get started on it. And you can email us at 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. Or you can call us at 1-800. I ain't got no number. All right, until next time, this is Nikki G saying wheel what you got and be happy.